Back on the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Brian Barrett along with Blackman coach Barry Wertman. And Barry, a big Saturday for you as I guess just a few minutes from now you'll find out, probably about an hour or so, 10:30 or so, who you'll be playing in the AAA Boys State Tournament. But first of all, congratulations. I know that's a milestone, a history-making event, and Blackman High School is awfully proud.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate that. We're very excited, and our team has worked extremely hard this year and made progress on a daily basis. So this team's very deserving to be in the situation where they are.
Well, every game you've had well in hand, you know, by the first quarter here in the region tournament and the sectional, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you, it's been a challenge for our team, but you know, that's sort of tournament basketball. Unless you can just overwhelm people, and very rarely do you have a team with a talent level that just overwhelms people, especially with all the schools that we're having in Rutherford County now. So they're going to be heated, tough games, and everybody's going to have good players, and that's what region, district, and especially region basketball, tournament basketball sort of shakes out if you sort of watch it, playing teams 3 and 4 times, a lot of times in a 5-week period, 6-week period. It was expected in a sense, but at the same time, like you say, boy, those are nail biters, and a lot of comes down to maybe a 50-50 ball or big free throws or a time and score situation or just you know, making something happen. That's sort of what's happened in these games.
You know, what I think is very fun to watch about your team is no matter what the score, what the time is on the clock, the last two games come to my mind. You know, you have to make a play to win the region championship, and you make a play. To win the sectional, you have to get the basketball back with no, you know, just very little time to try to make a play, and your guys do that right to the very end.
Absolutely. Been very optimistic, been very just been poised and not been rattled, and played the game to the final horn, as they say. But I think our team is sort of, for lack of a better word, just sort of been comfortable in an uncomfortable game because of the fact that we've been in so many tight games during the course of our season and tournament play. So it's a very uncomfortable feeling, but if you can be comfortable, I feel like our team is sort of been at peace in those games, and it's helped us a little bit.
Lots been said, of course, about Darius Thompson. He made the winning free throws and the winning shots in the last two games. But I tell you, Quindell Cousins has been playing really well. And without him on Monday night, I'm not sure that you're talking about playing this next week.
Yeah, Quindell, our entire team played really well. A lot of guys did a lot of non-stat things in that game very well. We faced worked extremely hard against a 2-2-1 zone press for two or three straight days in practice, and Quindell was phenomenal at the end of the press, finishing balls around the goal. So he was a big part of that. I tell you, another a young man that was very, very good in that game and unsung, but K.J. Dowdy did a phenomenal job in our press offense that directly led to several finishes around the goal for Quindell. So those two guys in particular were very, very pleased because they played the game. They got practice into the game and played at a very higher level. But obviously our team to advance like this, everybody's given us huge minutes. Darius Thompson's been phenomenal in big playmaking and giving our team being able to play with some peace because we know where who we're going to play through. And Terrence Smotherman's been, as everybody knows, probably the best rebounder, definitely the best defensive rebounder in Middle Tennessee, in my opinion. Just got great guard play. Alec McMillan's been so solid. Guards the other team's best player. Can go on and on. Damian's been made big plays after big plays for us, big buckets. So we've been awfully pleased with our team and the contributions of all of our guys and our bench and our practices. So it's been a team effort.
You know, we've talked to you in the past about how fun practice has to be, you know, with this bunch. And, you know, not every coach can say that, but you've got guys that come in off the bench that value every minute that they get. You know, Dowdy comes to mind, for instance. You've really got to have that to get this deep in tournament play.
Absolutely. I think, you know, especially when you're talking about winning close basketball games and you need different guys to step up, and that's exactly what we had. Our bench has been our entire team. Even guys that have not checked in the game have been a big impact. If you watch our practices and sort of we're really big on guarding other people's offense and what they do defensively, and those guys have given us great looks. And getting back to what your initial question is, getting great play from eight or nine guys that have been in our rotation. I think Jake Freeze, you know, he played about 30 seconds that game, came in and made a huge defensive rebound for us in the game, and has been very engaged and focused in practice. And so that you expect guys like that to make plays when they've been so focused in practice.
Barry Wertman, our guest here on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner, as we talk about the Blackman Blaze, the boys in the state tournament for the first time ever. And, Coach, I just have to mention the sectional crowd. I mean, that was maybe one of the best atmospheres that I've seen in the last number of years to watch a basketball game.
Absolutely. You know, not only a great crowd, but a very engaged crowd. Our student body has been phenomenal. I'll tell you what, it speaks to the environment that that Miss Vick and our administration and that they've done here over the, you know, since the school's been open and under her leadership. I mean, it's just that feeling when you walk into the school. It's, you know, I have people visit here from other schools and been here for conferences and things. You can just feel the environment. It's a family atmosphere, and students and faculty rally around what's going on here. And it wasn't surprising that the environment could be created like that, but it's a testament and a tribute to our especially our student body, but our faculty and staff. But they create an unbelievable home court advantage. That's what tournament basketball is all about, and it was awfully neat, and it was great to be a part of it.
To have that in a sectional game to try to get to the state tournament, I mean, that is an advantage. That is home court advantage. It's very important because, you know, what, about 70-80% of the home teams win, and that's probably a good reason why.
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it, you know, forget the travel and forget all the off the floor things that go into giving you a little bit of an edge in the preparation and things, but this just as you were there. If you're there, the environment was huge. So, you know, I remember winking at Coach Voss and at Shelbyville in the region championship when Darius made the play and broke on the ball and laid it in the goal, and I said, looked like instead of Larry Bird to Dennis Johnson, it looked like Larry Bird to Larry Bird when Bird stole the ball and made a huge play. And I winked at him and said, you know, that might be huge because we'll be playing at home. So you're right. There's a lot of advantage to playing at home, and I thought we embraced our opportunity to get home, and then we used that home court advantage, especially down the stretch on Monday night.
Barry, a lot of people talk about there being luck in basketball, but many times you have to make your own luck. And going back to what we were just talking about earlier, from playing from horn to horn, you know, from the beginning until the end, you can't have any let up. And I think that's how you make your own luck. And you know, winning a one-point game in the region final and a two-point sectional game, you made some plays that were critical. Maybe it was at the beginning of a game. You just never know. But basketball is the tournament sport is completely different than the regular season. I think it's lost on a lot of people.
Yeah, the games shrink, and that's sort of, you know, not everybody really likes sort of our style of play, and I'm not, you know, don't get me wrong, we'd probably like to get a few more easy baskets, but if you really, really watch tournament basketball at any level, especially high school and college level, you see that the game shrinks and it becomes even teams that press and try to create a lot of easy baskets. The game shrinks this time of year, and you're playing nothing but the best teams that obviously have great players and really usually really good guard play, and it becomes very half court and how well you can execute and those type of things, and you don't get many easy baskets. So you know, you got to make your luck. You know, we're big on luck is what happens when opportunity meets preparation. We sort of stress that, and I think it was interesting in the Laverne game. We won this what we call special situations, the inline out of bounds game. We won that 8-0, and then on Monday night we won it 2-0. Kids are doing a good job, not giving up any free throw blockout misses, and doing a good job executing out of timeouts. And again, kids have done a great job of getting a scout into the game. Bradley Central probably throws more things at you than any team in the state in regards to what they do offensively, and being extremely well coached and run a lot of things and a lot of set plays, and how we had to guard ball screens and things. To get that into the game in a short period of time, I was awfully proud of my team.
Well, Barry, we turn our attention to the state tournament, which is coming up this next week. And again, a lot of people are unsure, you know, who do you play? Well, the draw is, you know, today at 10 o'clock, and it'll be about 10:30 before the brackets, this, that, and the other. One thing I think, because girls state is going on now, and then you have boys state the week later, is it an advantage to have this time off or not? We always ask any boys coaches that get there, you know, is it an advantage to have a week away or a disadvantage, or how do you really work with that?
Yeah. Well, it's probably yet to be seen. I guess if you go and win and play well, it's an advantage. If you don't, it might be you may look at it as a disadvantage. What we did was we took 2 days off, and it was a great time for our staff. Our staff, what I did was I broke down responsibilities. Coach Voss had two teams. I have two teams. Kurt has two teams, and Todd Patterson has one team in regards to their preparation. So from film to scouting reports to everything, we got pretty much everything that we need back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So now when we find out who we're going to play here in a little bit, we can start. We'll have everything. We're not scrambling at all, and we can start focusing on Saturday and Sunday in preparation for who we're going to play, and we'll get our kids on the floor on Monday and Tuesday to get ready for them. So that to me is probably a nice advantage. Maybe I don't know if outwork's the right thing, but maybe if you're dialed in and focused, it might be able to give you an edge, because I do feel good about where we are in terms of whoever we draw, that we'll have at least a handle on how they play and some things, and maybe at least put a practice plan together that would give us our best chance to being prepared.
I'm sure a little work a bit later on today when you know the draw and who's in brackets and all. Just to let folks know, other than Blackman, it's Science Hill and Cherokee out of far east Tennessee, Ootowah and Blackman from the kind of the central regions, Clarksville, Wilson Central, and out of west Tennessee, Memphis East and Memphis Central. So an interesting field in boys basketball this year. You know, usually the Craigmonts or the Memphis White Stations, you know, those teams are not here that you hear a lot about and are ballyhooed. Heard a lot about Southwind and, you know, this year about how great they were, but they're not here. They're not among this field, and you only have to play. It's one game at a time. You have to play the one team that you draw coming up here in a few minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you never know it shakes out, but it, you know, I've seen most of these teams play this year. Very, very solid teams. A lot of experienced guard play that'll be in the state tournament, and athleticism on the wing. So it's a field of good, solid teams, and I think with the exception of you know, I don't think the people in Memphis are surprised when I talk to them about Memphis East and Memphis Central, very talented. I don't guess they're as surprised as maybe the rest of the state is with them coming out of there with the talent they have on those teams. And I think really, really good teams across the board. So it should be a good state tournament.
Well, Barry, we're looking forward to it, looking forward to whatever the Blackman student section decides to wear or not wear coming up, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday. Now, this is something that we've gone through with the girls' state. This year, state is a little different because there are two games in AAA on Wednesday at 4 and 5:30, and on Thursday would be 10 and 11:30. So, you know, they play the AA first, then the AAA, then the single A. So, kind of a little different feel, but whenever it is, I'm sure you'll be ready to go out there.
Yeah, we'll give some thought to it. Definitely pick some brains of some people that may have played in those different times. And you know, we'll just try to keep it real simple, prepare the best we can, hopefully have our team on the attack and plan to win and plan with a lot of passion, enthusiasm, and again, on the attack and having fun. And I know our student body and our faculty and staff will be excited, and as well as our team, and we'll try to represent Blackman High School and basketball in a first-class way.
I'm sure you will. Barry, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Barry Wertman joining us from Blackman High School here on the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll take a brief timeout, and we'll be right back.